It's time to hear from the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's left, come on.
It's the High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Let's turn it over now to the voice of high school football on US 51 Country, Roger Beasley.
Hello, this is Roger Beasley, and welcome to the High School Coaches Show. This week, we'll talk about the first game of the 2019 season. We'll talk with New Brighton coach Mike David as they prepare for Raleigh, Egypt. We'll talk with the new head coach at Covington High School, J.R. Kirby. And we'll also talk with Coach Nick Markle of the Munford Cougars about the big rivalry game tonight, which is our game of the week. The Munford Cougars opening the season against the Covington Chargers. The High School Coaches Show is just around the corner.
This year, US 51 Country is teaming up with ScoreStream to provide all the local high school football scores in real time. And we need your help to make it happen. Download the ScoreStream app now and start following your favorite teams. Use the app during football games to follow all of the action and join in by posting scores, photos, video, and chat with other fans and rivals. ScoreStream is available at your favorite app store.
Now more of the High School Football Coaches Show on US 51 Country, 93.5 FM.
Joining us now on our coaches show is the head coach of the Brighton Cardinals. Mike David is in his first year, no stranger to the Cardinal program. He was, I believe, the offensive coordinator the last few years. Tell us where you came from, where you've coached, and things of that nature, coach.
Yeah, I came from out of California. I was a head coach out there for over 20 years. And my past 4 years been the offensive coordinator here at Brighton, and real excited to get started as being the head coach here.
Going into a brand new year, you always start with a lot of new folk. You lost a lot of players from last year. Talk about some of the returning players that you're going to count on this year. I noticed in the Jamboree the other night that Nick Johnson is back. He's had a great deal of experience alternating last year with Jackson. Talk about your returning players.
Yeah, Nick actually is a three-year starter for us, and we're real fortunate to have him back. He's like a coach on the field. He actually calls a lot of the offense because he can see everything out there, and you know, just a brilliant player and very talented. So we're very lucky to have him back for the third year. And he's going to be throwing to Tyler Burnett, who's also a three-year starter. So those two should be quite a combination. So, and also our offensive line, four out of the five are returning. So we're pretty excited about what we have for this season.
Things are not going to change a whole lot as far as the Brighton offense this year. It's going to look a whole lot like it did last year, isn't it?
I mean, we made a few changes as far as we want to establish the running game. We think we have the talent to throw the football. We threw for over 2,000 yards last year. So there'll be a lot of things that look the same, but we got a few wrinkles that we plan on showing this year.
You're going to have to depend on a lot of newcomers coming in from the freshman team, perhaps some new folks that transferred in or whatever. Talk about some of your newcomers that you're going to count on. I want to mention in particular, I say it just because I love to say his name, Andy Black Thunder. He came in the Jamboree the other night and made some things happen when he had the football in his hand. Talk about him and some newcomers.
I tell you, Andy's a very talented kid and just a fun guy to have on the team. I mean, he does. He makes things happen. He'll play a little bit of quarterback. We got him going to receiver a lot, and he does a great job as far as just making things happen with the football. We also have a few other newcomers that have done a great job for us. Nick Harvell at running back, he had an exceptional game on Friday night in a Jamboree. We got a couple receivers that have done a great job. Michael Armour, TJ Rivers, and Bryce Chaco have all kind of stepped up and done a good job for the passing game, so I think we got some good experience and in some very quality new players on the offensive side. And in defense, I think we're going to be real tough this coming season.
Let's touch on the Jamboree this past week. Your opponent was Haywood County, who most people around here know that they played for a state championship last year. So it was a pretty formidable opponent you were going against. You probably wanted to see how your team was going to respond to high-caliber competition, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I mean, Haywood County's a great team, and I'm really pleased that we got to match up against them because we got to see a whole lot. We played a lot of people. We tried some different things just to try. Wanted to see where our kids were at this time. And to be honest, I was really pleased after that scrimmage. I know the scoreboard didn't reflect that completely, but we did some great things out there on both sides of the ball that I know will propel us into the season. I was actually very pleased with how it went, especially Haywood County, as I said, is a great team. I'm really glad we got to match up with them.
Well, many times in a jamboree, winning or losing is not really the issue. It's you have things you want to accomplish in the jamboree, and if you did that, and if you've accomplished the, what you set out to, you have to consider it a success. And I'm listening to you, and you're considering it was a success from your standpoint Friday night.
Oh, definitely. I know, you know, people from the stands are going, well, what's going on there? But as a coach, he had a certain plan going in, and we were looking at different schemes and different people, and it was a different approach than we would take it in a regular game. In a jamboree, you're not going to really scout your opponent as closely as we will in a regular season game. It is definitely different.
Talking about real games, you got one coming up tonight against Raleigh Egypt. Raleigh Egypt also, I think, a playoff team last year.
Yeah, they're a heck of a team. They won 7 games in 2018. They got 17 returning seniors coming back. So we know we got a pretty tough opponent here in our opener, but we're looking forward to it. I think a key to this will be our defense is looking pretty solid, so that's going to help us out a great deal.
Coach Mike David, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to talking with you every week, and I really look forward to watching the Brighton Cardinals. As the year goes on, we will be broadcasting several of the Brighton Cardinals games on our Game of the Week, and we look forward to talking with you prior to the football broadcast. So best of luck to you and your Cardinals. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey y'all, this is Dee Rogers with the Covington Sportsplex. Just want to let you know that we have a lot of classes available for those of you who want to try to get your workout done before work, or for those of you who need to come after you get off work. We have 5 a.m. classes available on Monday through Friday, whether it is circuit training or yoga. We have something available for everyone. We're open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 9 to 5, and Sundays from 2 to 5, so you can come in after you get out of church. We have an upcoming fitness challenge. It's going to be called Fall Into Fitness. We're going to have prizes available for attending classes, so y'all come check us out.
Now more of the High School Football Coaches Show on US 51 Country 93.5 FM.
Joining us now is the head football coach of Munford High School, Coach Nick Markle. Welcome to the 2019 Coaches Show year, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us on.
Last year is over. You had made the playoffs last year, which was one of your goals going in. I'm sure you have the same goal this year and hopefully to advance a little bit farther. Of course, a new year, you lose some players from last year. Who are some of your key returners that you count on this year?
We lost the quarterback last year, you know, running back. You know, we're returning a lot of guys on the defensive side. Javon Bonner is a returning defensive tackle. He was first or second team All-Region last year. Carson Robertson's a returner, defensive tackle. He was first team All-Region last year. We got basically our entire secondary back. We're looking for a big year out of Kelton Mason. He's played corner for us last year, but we're going to convert him into a safety. And Jesse Savage, he'll be kind of reversing roles. He was a safety last year and be a corner this year. Jackson O'Neill will be our quarterback. He was kind of our JV quarterback last year, so we're expecting big things out of him. And then we got a sophomore coming up that's going to be our starting running back. His name's Aubrey White, and we're expecting big things out of him as well.
How about some newcomers that maybe some freshmen last year, or you'd mentioned one player from the JV team moving on up. Who are some newcomers that you're going to depend on a lot this year?
We were really sophomore loaded last year, and we played a lot of them, so a lot of our the meat of our offense and defense are going to be juniors this year. Upcoming newcomers, Aubrey White's going to be a big playmaker for us. He'll be a sophomore this year at fullback. And then we've got Trace Parker. He'll be an inside linebacker. He's come up big in this offseason. He was a JV player for us last year. Those are two big key guys. We got some offensive linemen. Basically, we're replacing four offensive linemen. So our starting center, Jeremiah Davis, he's a wrestler. Went to the state last year as a wrestler. Played JV for us last year as a guard. We're expecting him to have a big year. And then I think Trevor Holley's going to be a big-time playmaker for us at right tackle this year, too. So we're hoping that he can help anchor down that line and give us some kind of a solid presence on that right side. And those are some new guys for us that didn't get a lot of playing time last year that they'll be really stepping up in big-time roles for us this year.
Have you been able to make it through fall camp and the jamboree relatively injury-free?
Yeah, we got a couple of kids. They're kind of nicked up a little bit, some bumps and bruises. Nothing major. We just had a couple of kids that missed a couple of scrimmages from some hamstring issues and some quad issues and things like that. So we're hopefully on the mend so we can kind of start this season off on a rather healthy note.
Well, the key to a jamboree a lot of times is not necessarily whether you win or lose. It's what you see, how your team performs when it's going against an actual opponent rather than going against one another in practice. Do you feel like you progressed, or what did you learn in the scrimmage against Dyersburg Friday night?
Dyersburg, I believe, was semifinalist last year. They had a good team. They're always well coached. They really gave us a good look the other night, different look than we normally see defensively, which is always good for us as a coaching staff to be able to build off of those new looks and try to kind of critique and adjust our offense accordingly. We just want to see our guys line up correctly, fly to the football, block to the whistle, do the fundamentals the correct way. But hopefully we can walk out of there with a win. But it's like I told our guys the other night, win, lose, or draw, either way, everybody's still 0-0 on their win-loss record, and the real stuff starts this week, so not to worry about that. It's just a glorified practice.
Coach, I'm guessing that there are a lot of players that play entirely different when they're playing against an actual opponent in a real game rather than out on the practice field. Did you notice that? Do you have some players like that this year on the Cougar squad?
It's always different when you play under those lights, and even past Friday at Dyersburg, we were the last game, and it's just a different feel when it's dark out and you can hear the band playing and fans in the stands and the lights are on. It's just electric, and it's just kind of it brings a different intensity to the game and to your ball club. So you know, I expect this week to be even more electric when we have Covenant come into town. It'll be our Armed Forces game, opening game of the season, so I'm expecting to be rocking here in Mumford on Friday night.
Well, let's talk about that game just a little bit. Covington coming off an outstanding year, losing some players. It's a fresh slate for all of you. Everybody is 0-0 at this point. Covington having a lot of players they got to replace, too. What are your thoughts about that game? It is at home, as you said, so that's a big advantage. And it's big on bragging rights. Have the kids seem to have turned their focus, or have their focus from the very beginning of camp been on the Covington Chargers, or how are the kids approaching this? They can't approach it like it's just another game. Of course, that's how the coaching staff would prefer them take it, but that's hard to do, isn't it?
It is, and you get all summer to build up, and it's an in-county rival and everything. I think it's a healthy rivalry. When we were walking to stretch the other night and Covington was coming off the field, our guys were telling them good game, and their guys were telling us good luck. So it's a healthy rivalry between these two ball clubs, and I think Coach Kirby would agree with me that this game kind of sets the tone for the season. Both ball club knows that they're going to get the best of the best out of each other, and it's going to be, you know, a knockout, drag-out fight for 48 minutes Friday night, and that's something we've become accustomed to. I think it's going to be one of those wars that Covington and Mumford have had over the past 5-6 years, and everybody that comes out Friday night is going to get their money's worth.
It's a game that I always look forward to. I know that, and I know it's going to be a packed house, and it's going to be packed with electricity. And wish you the best of luck in the game, Coach. Best of luck through the entire season. We look forward to talking with you every single week. Thank you for joining us today.
All right, Mr. Beasley, thank you very much.
Elevate your future today at the UT Martin Ripley Center or the UT Martin Selmer Center. New scholarships are available for this semester. Enroll now, and you could be on your way to completing a degree as early as August 26th. Contact us today at 731-881-7080 or email us at outreach@utm.edu. Visit us at the UT Martin Ripley Center or UT Martin Selmer Center today.
Now more of the High School Football Coaches Show on US 51 Country 93.5 FM.
We're joined now by the new head coach of the Covington Chargers, Coach J.R. Kirby. Coach Kirby, certainly no stranger to the Charger program. He steps up from an assistant coach last year into the head coaching job. Not his first head coaching job. You might remember he was at Munford for a while and also came to Covington from Crockett County. Welcome back home as head coach this time, Coach.
Good to be here. Like I said, I'm glad it's at Covington. It's always been like a second home to me now. That is my home. I was very fortunate, very blessed to get the job after Coach Williams decided to leave. And I'm glad Coach McClain and Coach Bounds decided to go with me so we can keep this train rolling in the direction it's been rolling the last few years.
You're not going to see a whole lot of changes in the Covington program scheme-wise, are you?
No, sir. We're going to do what we do. You know, we've been Wing T here forever. There's some little nuances we've done over the years because of personnel, but we're going to run the football. And then we're going to play attention to defense, and that's one thing we've hung our hat on the last few years. We've really been good on defense, and nothing's going to change. Nothing has changed for us a little. And intrinsic things inside the building has changed, maybe how we do go about doing things. But schematically on Friday night, it's going to be very similar to what you've seen the last few years. And then that's going to be the same because I've called the plays here the last three times I've been here. So Charger fans shouldn't expect much change at all.
Who's taking your place at offensive coordinator?
Blake Goforth is going to take over play calling duties. I will be right there hand in hand when he takes that role over. I don't want to just throw him to the wolves, so to say, but he's going to have to get his feet wet and do it. And he's been around. He played here. He's a legacy guy. His brother played here. His dad played here. He knows our system. He's been with me at Munford. I was right there with me. He's going to call the plays, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job this year. He was up in the box the last 2 years with me. It was my eyes and ears up there, so I think he'll be fine.
How's it going so far in fall camp, Coach?
Things are going well. We're just getting kids in positions where we need to be successful. We're young on offense. We haven't returned many on that side of the ball, and that's been well documented either by Kevin Leader or people just know that by knowing us, losing what we lost last year. So getting those young kids there and getting them coached up and ready for Friday night has been a challenge. I thought we had a great spring. I thought we had a pretty good summer. All scrimmages, has gone well. So I think we'll be okay. I think our system gives our kids a chance to be successful. And then defensively, of course, we return a lot. And they have played pretty well every scrimmage, and they've dominated for the most part. And that should be expected. We return 8 to 9 guys and have significant playing time on that side of the ball. They've seen just about every scheme you can throw at them. So as long as we stay healthy, I think we'll have a chance.
Well, you talked a little bit about the people returning. What are some newcomers? You've lost a lot of players, as you said. Who are some newcomers that we might can expect good things out of this year?
Well, we'll start the quarterback position. I know we replaced a 4-year starter, and I don't know if you can ever replace Brock. Carson Ruffin is coming back to us. He played as a freshman, didn't play last year. He's coming back to us. We think he can be the starter, and he brings a different element than Brock did. But you know, one that he's going to manage the game, maybe early on. But he's going to be one. We got, you know, Jalen Fain that played some last year. He's going to have to step up on the offensive side ball more. That's KJ's brother that played door for us. He's one. You know, we have a couple freshmen that you'll see out there, Jamarian Dow and AC Mason. And AC had a big fumble recovery the other night for a touchdown against the hockey game. But there'll be two. And then we've got some linemen. You know, Tucker Geary's going to get a chance to play. Tanner North ought to be a lineman. I reach him and be another lineman that's going to come on the offensive side of the ball. Hayden Gentile will get more looks. We'll get more looks on the offensive side. So we've got some guys that played last year or didn't get much playing time that's being pushed into those roles. Very similar than it was last year. We had to place a lot of offensive linemen last year, too. And most of our offensive linemen last year didn't play the year before, but they were a little older group. They were more seniors that were thrown in that role. This year, that's not the case. We've got some juniors, a couple sophomores trying to step up and play.
Let's talk just briefly about the jamboree you had Friday night against Crockett County. Of course, I know you sat out a few key players. You didn't want to run the risk of getting them injured. But talk about the jamboree. The defense looked pretty good.
Yeah, defense played really well. Me knowing those guys at Crockett and knowing their scheme and knowing them, we knew what type of game it was going to be. It was going to be physical. They're very well coached. Coach Ford does an outstanding job there. It's a really good test for us early. Eventually, I think we kind of bit them, and then we held them out there, fourth down, and got a big stop. We've kind of done that in a couple of scrimmages, kind of felt our way through the defense a little bit, and then we turned it on. But I thought defensively, once we settled in, we played pretty well for the most part. Some things we got to shore up, that's for sure, and we'll have to do that this week versus Munford. Defensively, I thought we played well. Offensively, I was kind of disappointed, and I put that on me. I'm not going to put it on the kids, man. I didn't have them ready and prepared enough, I guess, for what Crockett was going to do. And like I said, that would not be the case this week. We'll be ready. And
And I was disappointed in how we played. But like I said, I will take that on me, and then we'll get them ready this week to go. But how we played Roger in the other scrimmages offensively, that was not an indication of what we did the other night. We have played very well offensively. We just didn't do that the other night. And like I said, maybe that's an eye-opener for us. It better happen then than it is week one, like it did a few years ago. To us, we'll make some changes and we'll make sure we're ready to go. Of course, everybody knows Marcus didn't play. Hayes, he's still battling a little foot injury from a four-wheeler wreck. He's not done anything in fall camp. Very light work. Hopefully, he should be good to go versus Munford.
Let's talk about Munford just a little bit. Coach, big rival. It doesn't really mean anything as far as standings in the district or anything like that, but it means a lot for bragging rights here in Tipton County. Talk about that game just a little bit. You've been on both sides of it now.
Both sides of it. That game starting week one, that started when I first got there. Me and Coach Wheeler being friends, we went and talked. Schedule was changing. We decided to play week one, go ahead and get it out of the way. And we knew it would be really hyped over the summer and get a good gate for both sides and kind of get that rivalry game out of the way and get the jitters out and all that. It's been good both ways. 2 years ago, I get back here, we go down the road, we feel very confident about winning the football game, and we did not play well. And they hit us in the mouth, and they beat us. Because of that loss, we learned from that, and we went back to work and changed some things and some things that we're doing that maybe we weren't as good as we thought we were, and then it propelled us to go and win 13 straight, play for state championship. Last year, going into that game, our kids were very, very hungry to prove that the year before that in their eyes was a fluke. I mean, we got beat. They flat out played us. They outcoached us. They outhit us. They did everything to win the football game. We didn't play very well. Last year, our kids were ready to go, and I thought you saw that from the first play, from the first jump. Our kids were fired up, wanting to get after it. And I thought it set the tone for the rest of the year. I was there at Munford, and we beat Covington both years in week one. You know, you come in, you take a team over as 2-8 year before, and we win this game here. That propelled us. Some kids started to believe. 2015, we win the controversial game there. But that propelled us again. It's always better coming in, and I know my predecessor said this before, it's always better coming in on a Monday after winning than at a loss. It doesn't really matter. So being on both sides of that, it is what it is. Like you said, it doesn't affect the region. You know, we beat Munford as bad as we beat them last year, and they went on to make the playoffs. And I believe Coach Morgan said they're going to get better every week, and they'll learn from it. And that's what we did 2 years ago. And the other thing is we've not won down there in 2 years. We haven't won a road game down there since 2013. It's a tough place to play. It's going to be a great environment. They'll have the band rocking. They're coming down the hill. And, you know, we'll see how our young team responds to that. We're going to have to be on this senior leadership, and that senior defense is going to have to hang our hat on to get it done. And then we've got to find a way to put it in the end zone when we have our opportunities, because they're a scrappy bunch. They played Dyesburg very well in the January Friday night. It's probably not the biggest bunch Coach Morgan's had, but they're very well coached. They got after it. And they're going to hit you for four quarters and aren't going to quit. Just like last year, man, they're down 48-0. They never quit. They just kept playing, and that's what they're going to do. And it's going to take four quarters to beat them, and our kids are going to have to figure that out. And this week of practice, they would definitely be an intense week of practice for them to understand that. But they just can't roll out there because we have Covington on their chest, and what we've done the last 2 years, they're just going to lay down. That ain't going to happen. They want us, and that, like I said, we're not the hunter anymore. We're the hunted. People want to beat us, and they want to knock us off because of the success we have. So we got to be ready, and like I said, it'll be a challenge. And after Friday night, whatever happens, we'll move on. We'll learn from it. We'll move on to week two.
Coach J.R. Kirby, the head football coach of the Covington High School Chargers, thank you so much for joining us, and we really look forward to talking with you each and every week prior to the football game. Best of luck tonight against the Cougars, and we will talk with you next week, Coach.
Thank you, Roger. Go Chargers.
You've been listening to the High School Football Coaches Show. When we return, we'll go straight to the field with live coverage of the game of the week. Stay tuned to your leader for local high school sports, US 51 Country, 93.5 FM.